Welcome to The Main Event, the ultimate podcast for hairstylists who are ready to build a thriving career and be a part of a supportive community. We're your hosts, Rachel and Tara, and we're so thrilled you're here. With over 40 years combined experience in the industry and multiple beauty businesses, we're your mentors to help you navigate your journey as a hairstylist where you feel supported, seen, and heard. This is your safe space to connect, relate, and elevate your career. We're here to keep it real, sharing expert insights, personal stories, and strategies to help you grow behind the chair and beyond. Whether you're just starting out or a seasoned pro, we've got your back. So turn up the volume and get excited because we're sharing the latest challenges and trending topics about our industry. Let us know in the comments if there's any topics you want us to cover. Subscribe now and enjoy the show.
Today, we're going to be talking about how to set yourself and your clients up for success. I am Rachel.
I'm Tara.
So we're going to bring you some ideas, just some things that have worked for us in the industry, and hopefully they can help you as well.
And we're going to have a freebie in the links in the show notes below so that you can set yourself up for success with your clients.
So one of the big things that I always teach when I'm educating is consultation. I feel just from watching and talking to other stylists, sometimes that's the part that kind of gets skipped over. And I feel like it's such an important part. And I can completely understand. It's a busy day. You might be jam-packed. But that 10-15 minute consultation can totally help you out and avoid issues and problems. What I like to do is I like to listen to what they're saying, see visuals, which is great. We can pull up stuff and then repeat back to them what they've told me to make sure I'm getting it correct. Because sometimes they'll be like, no, I don't want gold or I don't want yellow. And it's like when you actually show them the color, oh, I love that. And it's gold or yellow. So it is really important to set that up. During that too, you want to go over, especially now with everything going on, you want to go over budget and just find out where they're at. But one tool that I typically use is I will come up with 3 different price points. So maybe their picture might be the complete thing, and that would be in that price point. And maybe we're doing something similar. Maybe it's a half a head, not as many highlights. That would be in another. Or maybe I'm just doing a few around the face and then present that to them so they know the cost of all of them. So in that way, they can choose. You're not putting them on the spot. They're not feeling embarrassed. Because I noticed back in 2008 when we had everything going on, this was something that really worked. Because this way, instead of you coming out of the gate with this price for everything and then being like, oh, maybe next time, or well, I'll think about it, then you lose that person. So we don't want to do that. We don't want to leave money on the table, let's say, and you want your client to be happy. So this way, if you present them with maybe 2 or 3 different price points, they know their budget, they know what they're comfortable paying. So they might be like, you know what, today, I'm going to just do a few to see if I like it. No problem. Now you just got that instead of potentially losing the sale. So I feel like that's a key thing to do. And I highly recommend doing that. Also, I charge hourly for a lot of my colors. So sometimes that can be a little bit of a gray area because a new client, you don't know how long they're going to potentially take. So use your judgment. I charge hourly, but if it was all a la carte, it's pretty similar to the price.
It really balances out to be
the same. It usually balances out. And when you're quoting this and say it's a new client, you want to say it could be more, but this is about the range. Or sometimes I'll give a range. That way it covers me if I need to mix extra color or any of that. But it's just working with them. You're going to create where they feel comfortable with you. And I think you have more of a success rate of retaining that clientele. And with consultations, Tara, do you feel like they help you, obviously, in knowing what the client wants or how the client wants it?
Absolutely. At first, if I have a client that sits in my chair and they show me a bunch of different pictures and I'm like, they have no idea. They're all over the place. It's okay. Let's bring them back down to earth for a second. Let's find some commonalities between the photos. Is it the tones? Is it the placement? Yeah. Is it how light it is and whatnot? Is it more ashy? Is it more gold? Because there's some people that think that
brown is red.
Oh, 100%. Everybody's eye views color differently.
Exactly.
And sometimes they get stuck on those words.
Yes.
I don't want ash or I don't want gold. Yes. So sometimes I'll just say cooler tones, warmer tones, so they don't hear those trigger words.
As soon as they hear brass, they're like, oh no, I'm out. Yeah. You have to monitor and gauge the conversation. And what I also like to do too is if I need to determine a root level, my little trick is I will turn my camera setting to black and white.
Yeah.
And it helps me identify their natural level if I feel like they're in between.
Exactly.
So that has been a super helpful trick.
That's huge because it is sometimes hard. You're like, it could be here, it could be there. But yeah, the black and white thing I've seen, and I feel like that's a great option, especially too for stylists that are just starting out and you're so nervous about formulating. So it's a good thing if, and just to see if you're right, maybe you did say it was a level six and then you do that and you're like, okay, now I know it's a level six.
And there's still some times where I have to go back and look at the drawing board or look at the color, the color wheel. And I'm not afraid to do that. But at first, first starting out in the industry, I most definitely was because I didn't want to come off not confident. People were my guinea pigs in the beginning and you just figure it out as you go. Color is a totally different language that you have to learn as you go. You can't just learn it by the book.
No.
It's got to be in the salon setting where you are learning through other stylists.
And having your go-to person.
Yes.
We always said too, like,
lost, have your mentor.
One, and pick one that you think alike, because otherwise you get too many cooks in the kitchen and everyone's I do this. No, I do that. And you're going to be really floored. But if there's one person that you know, you like their style, it's very similar to yours, pick that person's brain. Be like, I'm thinking of doing this. This is what I'm thinking of the formula. And just double check yourself and see, okay, no, that totally is your, that's the right thing. Or they might say, yeah, but she might have this. She has underlining pigment. You might need to add a little more of that. So it's just good to, in the beginning, bounce stuff off of everybody. And I feel like with the consultation too, it's so huge because that is your introduction to the client. And it also opens you up into finding out about their lifestyle. I don't feel like stylists ask that enough. Explaining to them, this is what the maintenance is going to look like. Or maybe this is not something we can do in one day. It's going to take two times, three times. Like, you want to tell them that out the gate. The more that you know, I tell my clients, like, red's an expensive color. We're going to be balancing you and glazing you and doing all that. And this is the upkeep you could expect. They might be like, oh, I can't do that. Or double process, for example. I'm going to need you in here every 4 weeks. Can you do that? So it, you don't want to give them this beautiful color, which, yes, could be perfect for them and absolutely everything they want. But if they can't maintain it, then you're not going to keep that client. Or they're going to be walking around looking a mess, and that's our calling card. So you want them to look good, feel good, be able to afford it, be able to keep up with it, because that's what's going to send you clients. It's going to be people complimenting it. So I feel like in that consultation, it allows you to, number one, talk about price point. It allows you to talk about the look. It allows you to talk about their lifestyle. If I know somebody is running around like crazy and they're constantly in the gym, they're constantly washing their hair, I might not recommend doing some hand-tied extensions because it's going to take longer to dry their hair. And you want to tell them that. If they're dead set on it, be like, okay, just so you know, you're going to have to do X, Y, and Z, and make sure that they're on point. And again, it sets you up for success because they don't go home not knowing, oh my God, it's taking me twice as long to blow out my hair, or it's getting tangled. And then they're mad at you when it has nothing to do with you. So it's really trying to explain what they can expect from their processes.
Right. It sets realistic expectations with your client. Also puts you in the driver's seat as the authority.
100%.
Which is, you want to not control, for lack of a better word, but you want to be able to control the conversation.
Yeah, you're the professional.
Yes, you have their best interest at heart. So you have that realistic expectation. You have that authority. And then you're in alignment. And
100%.
You will be okay from that point on because you have clear set instructions and expectations and you know what to do. And then they're going to love it. So
100%. And they're going to feel that you really valued their time.
Yes.
Not that it was just in the chair. Okay, that's the picture. Okay, I'm going to go run and mix. And that kind of, again, it goes into service. You're giving them more of a service, but you're helping yourself also. And it avoids that sticker shock when they first get up to check out. You know, you want that. I'm reading a lot of situations where people have been getting themselves in with clients, or after the fact, weeks after, months after, an unhappy client or something. You want to make sure that you're going over every information 100%. You want to just avoid any of these issues. And you want to, with all this of what's going on in the industry and clients either complaining, maybe that was a bill came through and they're like, oh my God, I just spent $600 on my hair. Now I'm going to complain and say I want my money back. You want to, in this day and age of that happening, you have to protect yourself. I know it's time consuming. I hate taking pictures. I hate taking before and afters. I just want to get into it. Sometimes I'm so excited that I'm into it. And then I'm like, oh my God, I didn't take it before. But now I think more than even just posting on your socials, it's important to protect yourself. So take that before picture, take that after picture, because then you can show them like, this is where we came from. This is where we're at. Especially if that client's doing two sessions, right? You want to show the progress. Sometimes they see themselves every day. They don't realize. And it's just good for you to have to know, this is what I did. This is the work that I did. Yes. And we're on the same page. And write down the formulas.
Oh my God, yes.
So many hairdressers don't write it down. And it's really hard and difficult in the beginning because you're not going to remember. And color fades. And I trust me, there's times I'm like, oh, what was her color? And I'm like, do you like your color how it is now? You want me to match it up to this? But you don't want to have to be reformulating all the time. So write down on the color cards. A little tip I always like to do too, if you're starting to retain that client, write down little notes about the client. It could just be as simple as how they take their coffee. It could be has two kids, a boy and a girl, or Johnny's graduating. So the next time you see them, you could be like, oh, how was the graduation? Because it's impossible for us to remember and retain everything from seeing everybody. So it really, again, just helps you to retain the client and they just feel valued. And we are in a service industry. That's the service that you're giving them. And then at that point, it opens up everything to, at the end of the appointment, being able to go over everything. And then you could go into the care, products that you maybe recommend. So then you could potentially get retail sales. So it's just, you want to make sure you're starting the appointment off and that you're closing the appointment in the correct way.
Absolutely. Yes. I think too, just setting the bar initially. 100%. You only have one shot to make the first impression. So having that initial conversation right out of the gate, there's nowhere that you're not in alignment.
Yeah, you're both in alignment. And that's why I like the repeating back, because then if you're repeating back, it means you're listening, which everybody, you know, they say most people don't retain the bulk of what they're listening to, but it is getting your listening skills in. And I know we can be creative and be like, oh my God, I would totally do this with her head and I would do this and change this. But at the end of the day, that's the other thing. Yes, we're artists and we love what we do. We might know a look is perfect for this client, but if it's not what they want, it's their head. They live with it every day. They have to look at themselves every day. So you can steer the ship if it's like something that would not look good on their skin tone, but work with that. But you're not going to know any of that information if you don't open up the conversation. I've seen so many times working behind the chair and working with other stylists that they did a beautiful cut on this person, but yet they never took the time to ask, like, do you like it short? Do you want to blow it out every day? Like, they never said any of this stuff. And then the client hates it. So while it was precision, it was a great haircut, they executed correctly, it's not about you or what you want. It's about the client. So I think that really keeps the clients as well. And of course, they're going to recommend, because then they're like, wow, I actually feel heard. And that's something that I feel like we got to bring it back to. And also, who wants to go into something like a guessing game? I don't. I mean, don't get me wrong. My clients now, they're like, oh, we trust you. Just do what you want. And I know them. But that also, when you've been doing hair a long time and you have your regulars, that's also something you want to be conscious of, because you might know that this client for 5 years hated red, doesn't want to see any red. And then now all of a sudden she's talking about she wants red. So then again, it opened up to another conversation, because sometimes we won't recommend things because we remember what their dislikes are, but their dislikes can change. So every now and again, you want to do a temperature check with your clients and find out where they're at, because they might've been like, yeah, I hated it, but now I really like it. The cowboy red was in. And I'm sure tons of people probably never thought they were going to go red, but they saw it and they're like, oh, this is beautiful. So I feel like sometimes we just go, oh, mix up the same formula. You don't want to do that. You don't want to sleep on your regulars either. You want to be like, do you want to do the same thing? Or I learned this in the class, or I saw this and thought of you. All those are key points to making them feel special. And also keeping them from being like, I'm bored with my stylist and I want to try somewhere new. Every women, especially, like we all know, like we like to sometimes just change everything, revamp. We need the change. So you want to just make sure that you're open to that with your existing clients as well. And just not always taking for granted they're going to do the same thing.
I would say there's nothing more rewarding than spinning the chair around and like the reaction. Oh, 100%. It makes it all worth
it. Oh, yeah. You see that smile. Yeah. They feel good. And we all know that if I do something different to my hair, I'm like, oh, I want to go get new makeup, or, oh, I can get this outfit for it. Like it just,
whole new person. Yes,
it makes you feel so
rewarding
good.
In itself.
Yeah.
So.
I think, yeah, definitely focus on the doing your consultations and everything with them. And it's not a time waster. Make sure if it's a new client, you're blocking that in. And before you know it, it's going to be second nature to you.
Yes.
And you're going to be like, wow, this is so much better. I have a plan. I know where we're going.
You'll get into a rhythm and flow, essentially, of what you need to discuss with your client. And it'll be like the back of your hand, just like driving a car. And also the importance of taking the deposits, because there are times where we have both been burned.
Yes.
Maybe we were so excited that we were having a big day and they don't show.
Yeah.
And there goes my day.
And that could have been 4 hours, 5 hours out of your book. And I feel like it's a hard thing. I know a lot of people, which I'm so happy about, are doing that in the industry.
Absolutely.
Myself, I have a lot of my regular go-tos, so I haven't felt the need. Like, they are very good with their appointments.
Yes.
So everyone's clientele is different. Every area is different. But I think going forward, especially on those big services, and especially if there's new client, booking that, maybe they're paying a deposit, it goes to their appointment. Number one, it shows that they're serious and they're going to show up. And number two, again, it's just setting you up as the professional. I think, and it's other, we're going to talk more about all these other topics as well, but it just brings up a respect level. They have to respect your time as well. Tattoo artists do it. A lot of people do it. It's not unheard of to get deposits. So I feel like we have to keep normalizing that. Because no one wants to sit there for 4 hours. I know.
Time is money.
Yes. And a lot of people bring it back to their client. And if you show up for work in your corporate job and they're like, oh, sorry. Yeah, we don't need you today for 4 hours and you're getting docked 4 hours. They wouldn't want that either. So it's just, again, running this like a business. We're not just playing with hair. And yes, we love what we do, but our time should be valued.
It's not a little business.
No. And I think that raises the levels. And if you get pushback, those probably aren't, those are the clients that are going to burn you.
Exactly.
Because somebody else that's, no, I'm definitely coming. I was referred to you. I love this. I want this done. They will pay their deposit. And there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody, a lot of businesses do that. So I think that would be a key thing to protect yourself as well.
And we have a freebie for you guys in our show notes below linked. It is all about strategies to protect yourself and to make sure you and your client are on the same page. And we also have a monthly subscription where we go more in depth about topics like these. We have live group coaching calls where you get not only one, but two mentors.
Yes.
So that is where we stand apart in our education. You get two of us.
Two of us.
And we are covering all the latest topics in the industry. And the floor is yours. And we're here to listen to you and give you any advice that you need.
That's a wrap on this episode of The Main Event. We're all about empowering our community and supporting each other. So if you love today's conversation, share it with a fellow stylist and let's grow together. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review and connect with us on Instagram at The Main Event Show or our YouTube, both linked in our show notes below. Got a topic you want us to cover? Send us a DM. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep creating, keep growing, and remember, you're a part of our family now.